Good morning. The upper level low pressure center, which has been sitting over top of us for the last several days, creating unsettled weather across interior New York and New England, is slowly moving out. It's still spinning over northern Maine, so its influence will still be felt today, especially in northern parts of New England, with scattered showers in Vermont, the Champlain Valley, and even into the northeastern corner of New York. However, the rest of the region will see a mix of sun and clouds, and even mostly sunny skies out towards central New York and parts of the Catskills and lower Hudson Valley. Temperatures today will respond nicely, where we see a good amount of sunshine, and we'll see readings in the upper 70s to around 80, while folks with more clouds will stay in the lower to middle 70s. Overnight tonight, the system will continue to depart and high pressure will build in. Skies will be partly cloudy and lows will drop back into the 50s. Tomorrow, big time improvement toward more summer-like warmth with a mix of sun and clouds, everyone well up into the 80s. On Friday, even warmer in the upper 80s to around 90 with a mix of sun and clouds. And it gets downright hot on Saturday with highs around 90. Now, heading into the weekend, the humidity will remain in check, so we won't be concerned about the oppressive heat and humidity, but it'll get a little bit more sticky. And the heat continues into Sunday with highs in the upper 80s to around 90, although we'll introduce the chance of a scattered shower or thunderstorm with a weak disturbance passing through the westerly flow. Into early next week, still the chance of a shower or thunderstorm Monday with mostly sunny skies on Tuesday, highs back into the lower and middle 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Tropical Depression Debbie, located about 25 miles southeast of St. Augustine, Florida. Debbie is moving toward the east-northeast near 10 miles per hour, and this general motion is expected during the next day or two with some increase in forward speed. On the forecast track, Debbie should gradually move away from Florida today. Maximum sustained winds are near 35 miles per hour with higher gusts. Little change in strength is forecast during the next 48 hours. Elevated water levels in areas of onshore flow along the southwestern and northeastern coasts of Florida should subside later today, and rainfall associated with Debbie will continue to diminish. Additional isolated rainfall amounts of up to 1 inch will be possible in some of the lingering rain bands, mainly over southern Florida. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan, Canada, at 8:13 p.m. Eastern Time last Tuesday. The last report of hail was at Pendleton, Oregon, at 6:17 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. There were 104 daily record highs set across the U.S. yesterday, most notably Nashville, Arkansas. The 107-degree temperature breaks the old record set in 2009 by 7 degrees. There were 6 daily record lows. At Marlinton, West Virginia, it was 38 degrees, and this is 4 degrees colder than the old record set back in 1940. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility, light rain and fog, 41 degrees, with a northwest wind at 70 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 48 degrees. In Albany on the hour, partly cloudy skies and 58 degrees, the dew point 50, 75% relative humidity, a west wind at 10 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.67 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 115 degrees at Hill City, Kansas, and McCook, Nebraska, to a low of 32 at Truckee and Tahoe City, both in California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the mid-80s, Boston scattered showers in the upper 70s, and in Buffalo increasing clouds with highs in the upper 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 70 degrees, the low 53, the average temperature 62, that's 8 degrees below normal. 0.07 of an inch of rain yesterday in Albany, bringing the monthly total to 2.13 inches, and that's 1.18 inches below normal. And 15.93 inches for the year, which is 2.16 inches below normal. There were 3 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 47, that's 4 below normal, and 5,339 for the season, which is 1,340 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 81 degrees, the average low 60, the record high 97 set in 1941, and the record low 45 in 1970. Sunrise this morning was at 5:19 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:38 p.m. 15 hours and 19 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy, breezy, and cool today with scattered showers, perhaps a thunderstorm, highs in the upper 60s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers tonight and lows in the lower to mid-50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy but not as cool today with highs near 80. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and milder today with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower to mid 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy but not as cool today with highs in the upper 70s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower to mid 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy, not as cool today, just the outside chance of a passing shower with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, warmer, mid 80s. A mix of sun and clouds Friday in the upper 80s. And a good amount of sunshine mixed with some clouds Saturday with highs right around 90. Near 90 on Sunday with just a scattered shower or thunderstorm. Scattered showers and thunderstorms Monday with highs back into the mid-80s and mostly sunny, breezy, and nice on Tuesday with highs in the lower to mid-80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.